You're listening to Vatican Radio.
Tens of thousands of people have fled eastern Aleppo city in the past weeks, seeking safety and protection. However, their new reality could be bleak if they aren't properly equipped for winter, as temperatures are low and will dip to minus 5 degrees Celsius at night in the coming days. The Norwegian Refugee Council is one of the humanitarian agencies struggling to ensure life-saving assistance for those in desperate need as they flee fighting in Aleppo and across Syria. NRC Syria Response Country Director Thomas White told me about the emergency assistance being provided and of his concern for the coming months.
Our teams are operating to the north of Aleppo and they have started providing assistance to families that have left Aleppo in recent days. Essentially, that support has been to provide some form of shelter for these families. We spoke to one man who is the head of his household, and he was part of a group of 27 families that have moved from eastern Aleppo in recent days. They left the city with just a bag full of clothes. They spent many nights in the open, and as you'll appreciate, you know, the conditions are very cold, and they had to cross multiple front lines to get to an area of relative safety. The families who arrived, you know, were obviously very tired, very distressed, and very cold. And so the immediate concern of organisations such as the Norwegian Refugee Council is to provide, you know, some basic shelter, some basic household items, and that's the priority at this stage. But of course, we are very concerned that there are a large number of people who've been displaced due to fighting in and around Aleppo and in other parts of Syria who are living without the basic protection of a roof over their head. So certainly in the north of Aleppo, the Norwegian Refugee Council has provided assistance to about 1,500 people, and we've got the capacity to provide shelter, basic household items, water, waste removal to several thousand more. But this is a situation which many people in Syria are facing. In fact, the people who are recently leaving Aleppo join the list of, you know, 6 million people who are internally displaced within Syria.
I imagine particularly vulnerable are the children. Are there any programs specifically focused on the needs of the children?
Yes, obviously, particularly the children from Aleppo or eastern Aleppo have been living in very, very difficult conditions for many years. They have then just taken a very risky journey to get out of eastern Aleppo. And as you can imagine, they have experienced conditions. They've seen things that we wouldn't wish that any child would see. So organisations such as NRC are providing support to children. In particular, in the north of Syria, NRC has plans to support about 5,000 children with some basic recreational activities, but also some psychosocial counselling for children that have fled fighting.
What would you like to see the international community or world players do in the near future?
There are a couple of key things. The first one is that we need to be able to support these people, not just today and tomorrow, but we need to be supporting these people in the next few months, particularly during the cold of winter. And secondly, you know, it's very promising to see that the evacuations from eastern Aleppo have started again, you know, and we continue to urge all parties to the conflict to allow the safe passage of civilians out of areas where there's fighting, whether it be Aleppo or other parts of the country. And really for an organisation, a humanitarian organisation such as the Norwegian Refugee Council, along with our partners, we're really seeking sustained humanitarian access to these people so that we can look after them, their needs, particularly over the course of the next few months of winter.
That was Thomas White, Syria Response Country Director for the Norwegian Refugee Council.